Top American and Iranian officials are continuing their insults aimed at each other, while each side insists it does not want war. U.S. President Donald Trump on Fox Business News today said, quote, "We're in a very strong position if something should happen." He warned a conflict with Tehran wouldn't last very long and said he was not talking boots on the ground. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei calls the U.S. the world's most vicious regime. More now from AP correspondent Matt Small.
Iran's supreme leader says his people won't budge or change their stance following U.S. sanctions enacted by President Trump targeting him and his associates. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is now responding to Trump, calling his administration the most sinister U.S. government. The sanctions follow last week's downing of a U.S. military surveillance drone by Iran, a move that has sharply escalated tensions between the two nations. Matt Small, Washington.
Two American soldiers have been killed in a Taliban ambush in Afghanistan, bringing to 9 the number of U.S. military fatalities there this year. More peace talks are set for this weekend. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Magani with the acting defense secretary, Brussels.
For more news, you can go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll be looking for consensus on trade and other thorny issues when he chairs this week's Group of 20 summit in Osaka. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma gives us a report. I'm sorry, we do not have that report. A United Nations investigator is raising red flags over the burgeoning private surveillance industry and says such technology can be a threat to freedom of expression and even worse. Lisa Schlein filed a report for VOA from Geneva.
He hopes to lead this.
UN investigator David Kaye does not condemn all surveillance activities. He recognizes that governments may have a valid and critical need to use surveillance technology to confront criminal activity such as terrorism. He says governments should be able to acquire and use the technology to protect their citizens. But he says he finds the transfer of private digital surveillance technology to governments that use it as a tool of repression very worrisome.
We are witnessing a surveillance free-for-all in which states and industry are essentially collaborating in the spread of technology that is causing immediate and regular harm to individuals worldwide.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. Here in Washington, the House of Representatives has passed an emergency funding bill for the migrant care crisis. The bill traveled a bumpy political road. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
After hours of contentious partisan debate, the House passed a $4.5 billion emergency border aid package on a party-line vote of 230 to 195 late Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
If not this bill, what bill can provide aid to these children?
But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy scoffed.
Now, after weeks of doing nothing and denying that a crisis exists, they're offering legislation that is misguided and it's purely political.
The passage sets up a showdown with the Republican-led Senate, and the White House has threatened a veto by President Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Palestinians are protesting an economic initiative being launched by the United States to generate $50 billion in investments in the Palestinian territories and neighboring Arab states. Unveiled at a conference in Bahrain on Tuesday, the initiative is part of a yet-to-be-seen U.S.-Middle East peace plan and is heralded by President Trump as the deal of the century. But Palestinians insist an economic vision cannot happen without an Israeli-Palestinian political settlement first. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.
The best music today. Now.